Welcome back here with the news at one. A former member of the Defence Forces has gone on trial for terrorism and money laundering. Lisa Smith is accused of being a member of the unlawful terrorist group Islamic State. She's pleaded not guilty. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us. Paul, what happened this morning?
Well, Gavin, just before 11:30 this morning, Lisa Smith stood up in the dock and the two charges of being a membership of ISIS, a terrorist organisation, and financing terrorism between 2015 and 2019 were put to her, and she replied to both charges not guilty. Then we heard from senior counsel Sean Gillan, who's the prosecuting counsel, and he gave his opening statement, which is basically an outline of the evidence the prosecution claims to have or says it has against Lisa Smith. First of all, he outlined in detail the history of the Middle East and the emergence of ISIS as a terrorist organisation in Iraq and Syria. Lisa Smith, he said, converted to Islam in 2011 and then left the Defence Forces after she was refused permission to wear a hijab. He said she then made the pilgrimage to Mecca the following year as a new convert. He said she then began communicating with others online and became an administrator on a private group which had the title We Hear, We Obey. Now, he said this group hosted discussions and posts on jihad and on the obligations of women. The court heard also in relation to the activities of ISIS and particularly the brutal violence that they were involved in Iraq and Syria in relation to beheadings and in relation to caged drownings. And we heard that Lisa Smith also communicated on Telegram, which was perceived to be more secure, and that she allegedly responded to an ISIS video depicting the drowning of five men in a cage with the words, "Okay, now I understand why they were drowned. I didn't know the other side of the story." The prosecution also says that Lisa Smith posted ISIS attacks in Syria on the ISIS penal code and on the meaning of jihad and requested a pledge of loyalty to ISIS from another person.
And Paul, the court also heard about her trip to ISIS-controlled territory in Syria and Iraq.
Yeah, we heard that she began her trip to Syria in 2015 and Mr. Gillan said that she lied to her family about her true destination as she bought a one-way ticket to Istanbul and crossed the border into Syria and Iraq and arrived in Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State. There she was instructed, or not there, before she crossed the border she had been instructed to change security settings on her phone and open up a new Telegram account. At Raqqa she stayed in a boarding house for months. We heard she implored her husband, a Tunisian man, to travel there. He refused and she refused to leave Syria and he was told his refusal results in divorce. We heard she made it clear to her family back in Ireland that her resolution was to stay in the Islamic-controlled territory. She ultimately left the boarding house, or the Adafa, and she stayed with another man who she had been communicating online with and his wife. She divorced her husband. She married another man who was a UK national who was previously married. She stayed in Raqqa, but then she travelled near the border because her husband worked for border control for Islamic State, and we heard that she advised him that he should do a sniper's course. When Raqqa fell, we heard she continued to move. She moved to Bagos, which finally fell in March of 2019, and she was detained there by the Syrian Democratic Forces, where she volunteered, we heard, information to the FBI and to the journalist Norma Costello. But Mr. Gillan said that as ISIS began to lose territory, Lisa Smith was running with them, not away from them.
The court also heard she's denying the charges, Paul. What happens now?
Well, we heard she was repatriated back to Ireland on the 1st of December 2019 and she was arrested by the Gardaí and detained. She was interviewed 11 times and she denied joining or being a member of a terrorist organisation or doing anything to benefit a terrorist group. However, the prosecution says that membership of ISIS can be adduced by her conduct, associations and state of mind, including acts of allegiance or a pledge of loyalty to the leader. Mr. Gillan told the court that Lisa Smith's specifically addressed, assessed and answered the call to migrate to the territory controlled by ISIS. Every inch of that territory, he said, was won over by targeted terrorist violence. To migrate in this context, he said, is a central act of allegiance to this proto-state, an act without which the terrorist group, he said, cannot survive and is the very lifeblood of the state. He said that Islamic State needed fighters, but it also needed all those who could give sustenance and vitality to the group in the achievement of its aims. And And the prosecution says that to answer that call of Hijra, is what it's called, or migration, is to self-identify as a member of that group. As the group itself put it in its own publications, he said, no life without life, no jihad without Hijra. So the prosecution, he says, is not suggesting that Lisa Smith used arms or armed herself during that time, but its case is that Lisa Smith subscribed to allegiance and protection and, as he put it, enveloped herself in the standard or black flag of ISIS. She remained there, she married there, her movements mirrored the retrenchment of the group when it began to lose territory, he said, and the trial continues this afternoon.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.